Welcome to Generation Radio Podcasts, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 101.1. And you can actually go on to your Spectrum TV if you have Spectrum. And you can dial in on that. I think it's 886 or 883. Look on your 883. You can listen to Generations Radio on your television. So that's kind of a cool thing. Mm. But yeah, every Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., and we have here my engineer, George, and our guest today is Ms. Kathy Wyatt from Halehaole Adult Daycare. And so welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thank you so much for having me, Percy. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I tell you, I always tell people when I do workshops, you know, by the way, I do workshops the third Wednesday of the month. So if you want to come down and speak a little bit about adult daycare, it's at the Alamon Hotel, so you got to come in town. I know, it's a drive, but we get a small group there, and we kind of do drill down to exactly the needs, and we allow a lot of questions. So if you have time, I believe the next one is May 17th, but thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget, generations808.com is our website, and we have all our shows there. Last week's show with Paul Lum from Nursing Home Partners was on. Great information, by the way. But I always tell people, Kathy, that the first line of defense really is the adult daycare, and a lot of people don't understand that.
That's correct.
Can you explain adult daycare? Because, and I'll tell you a few stories later on about my clients, but can you explain what an adult daycare is?
Sure. First of all, it caters to folks that live at home with their families, or they could be living alone as well, but they may have some level of dementia, or they're just lonely and need a place to go for socialization or whatever. Adult daycares are open from some of us from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the convenience of family caregivers at work or have other things they need to do. We are a source of socialization. They come and meet their peers. They meet new friends every day. They do light exercises from the chair. We do a lot of mind-stimulating games, physical games. We do arts and crafts. We have movies playing all day long. If somebody would rather do that than do the activities. And we are a huge source for the caregivers so that they can have some respite from their caregiving duties, which are very stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that everybody's dealing with so much more. At my age, now in the 60s, it's amazing how many peers of mine, guys I golf with, play softball with. Every day somebody comes up and talks to me, hey, by the way, I need some help. Yeah. If it's not placement, it's like, what did I do with mom or dad? And it is something that I tell you, it's only going to get worse, Kathy. I think you're in the right business. But yeah, tell us about Halehaole, and I hear you have a new location coming pretty soon.
I do. Halehaole Hawaii is a nonprofit organization, and we were established in December of 2016. I have two locations in IA right now, but my exciting news is that we're going to be opening a third location, Kaneohe. And Kaneohe has no resources for seniors at this time. They used to have two adult day centers up there, but they closed when COVID hit, and they are not going to reopen.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was just going to say, there were a couple. Well, I give you.
Yeah, they closed down.
Kaneohe, my sister lived there, my parents lived there. I've got a good friend. I love Kaneohe. I have to be in town, you know. But for you guys on the windward side, absolutely check it out. Do you have a timetable, Kathy?
I will be sending. I'll be posting applications probably in September. We are just now getting underway with the renovations.
Okay, later on this year then.
Later on this year. But it's very exciting. It's a great location, easy in and easy out, easy drop off places, and it's just going to be really good. A really good place.
Are you allowed to say where it's at, where it's going to be at yet? Papers, is it ink dry on the
right
contract?
Now it's a little early yet.
Okay. It's in Kanye, guys.
I can tell you.
That's the main thing. It's not in town, not in Hawaii Kai, not in Waipahu. It's in town. But tell us where your two locations are in Aiea.
One is on Ka'ahumanu Street, just off of Cam Highway, and the other one is off of Moanalua Road at the St. Timothy's Episcopal Church.
Oh, it's at St. Timothy's. Okay. And the other one's in the Savio building, medical building?
Oh, yeah, Mary Savio Medical Plaza, yes.
Okay. And explain to us, do you have vacancies, though? Or are you full?
Yes, I do. No, I have vacancies.
Okay.
We lost a few patients clients, when COVID hit.
Right.
Not many, but we lost some. And so they're just slowly coming back now. So we're building back up again. But St. Timothy's has several openings.
And so give our audience, because this is not TV, give our audience what it looks like, what it feels like in the room. Because I've been to the one in the medical building, but I have not been to St. Timothy's yet.
It's the same feel. My vision was to have a fun place for seniors to come that when they walk in the door, they can feel the love and the welcoming. So I decorate with warm, soothing colors. I have real furniture, like wooden tables instead of plastic. I have recliners for everybody for rest periods or if they just want to relax. We decorate like they're at home because we want it to feel like a home-like atmosphere, but yet a fun place to come.
Yeah, I like your, you have some really nice recliners and couches. I would just probably sleep in that all day long if I came to your place. I'll be honest with you, they're very lush. I was like, wow, these are very thick and luscious. So about how many people are clients do you have in each facility?
Well, at Mary Salvia, I'm licensed for 40, and I am just between 35 and 40 now. At St. Timothy's, I'm licensed for 70. And I'm right now at 49.
Wow, that's pretty good size.
So
tell us, as a nonprofit, which I like, Kathy, what are your rates? Are you able to talk about rates?
Sure. I charge $80 a day during the week on weekdays, and I charge $95 on Saturdays.
And that includes what times?
That includes, well, from 8 to 5 is normal hours. If you need to come earlier, stay later. We charge $10 an hour.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's a lot less than child daycare where they charge $15 a minute for early and late drop.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I went there with my son, who's going to graduate next month, by the way.
Unbelievable.
I know. Unbelievable. Time just flies by. I mean, I got his business at 42, Kathy. I'm 63 now. I'm like, well, what's going on here? Anyway, what does a day include? Like hot meal, cold meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, prime rib, what?
We offered breakfast for a while, but nobody was interested. But we offer a morning snack, we offer a hot lunch, and then we have to offer an afternoon snack.
And
so,
it's cool.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I like that. I mean, you don't, you know, as you get older, you don't eat a lot. You know, I still do, but I'm not that old yet, but. It's so funny. I was having lunch the other day at one of the clubs, and two of my friends, like 30 pounds each, just on a keto diet. Like, wow. I mean, they're bigger than me. Now they're smaller than me. Like, wow. That's.
Uh-oh.
I know. Keto diet. So I asked my wife, keto diet, are you sure? I don't know.
That's
about
what I've done.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't eat as much rice anymore. I don't eat as much starch anymore. I did cut down on my killer is the chips and donuts. They're really good.
Yeah. I can empathize.
I'll tell you, but you lost weight too, huh?
Yeah, on keto.
Really?
Yeah.
But that diet gives you're allowed to eat too much protein, I think. That's the only thing that I'm concerned about. I don't eat a whole lot of meat. So,
There's a plan that you can follow. You don't have to eat too much protein. You can limit what you eat.
Yeah, I'll think about that. It's just my schedule's all over the place, you know. It's just my schedule is all over the place. Okay. So in an adult daycare, there are adult, how many nurses aides or how many workers are in there per client? Okay. Is there a ratio you need to have?
Yeah, the state requires you to have one staff member for every six clients.
Six?
And I generally staff more than that.
Wow. And you're a nonprofit.
I staff more than that because most of our clients need some assistance to the bathroom.
Sure.
I want to have enough people to make sure everybody's taken care of.
So are there qualifications to send my mom or dad to an adult daycare?
My only requirements are that they have no bad behaviors. They're not aggressive. And then the other one is that they can stand and if they're in a wheelchair, if they can stand and pivot to the toilet. That's the only requirements I have.
Some they have to go on their own, you're talking about.
No, we'll take them in there. Where they just have to be able to stand. We don't lift. Uh-huh. If they can stand and pivot with some assistance, then that's all I need to do.
Yeah, that's really critical.
Some of my colleagues don't take folks in wheelchairs and they don't take incontinent clients. So yeah. They're sort of limited on who they accept. But in my case, we have certified nursing assistants and a nurse besides myself, and we take a little bit higher care needs.
Yeah, we forgot to ask, get our audience to hear your background. I've known you for several years. You're a past president of HPGS, Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society. But, yeah, give us a background. I forgot that you were a nurse, too.
Yeah. I've been a nurse longer than you.
Yes, probably, yes.
For a long time. But I got into long-term care back in 2000 as a director of nursing and administrator in skilled nursing facilities. And about 9 years ago, I decided, I want to do something more happy. So I did some research and I discovered adult daycare. I never had heard of it when I lived in Georgia, but when I came here, it all of a sudden was very popular. So I opened my first place the first time in 2015, June in 2015. And have been going since then. But working with seniors all my life, I know that sitting in a nursing home is not the most fun. And a lot of people don't need to be there. They could still live at home with their families if they just had a place to be during the day if they can't be left safely alone at home. So adult daycare is the perfect remedy for that. Plus, adult daycare, when they come here, if they have dementia of any kind, staying active and exercising and socializing and having mind-stimulating activities, it prolongs the decline in dementia. So it's just a wonderful place to be. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I tell families it's the first line of defense because, I can take care of my loved one only so much, but I got to work,
Yeah.
And a lot of families, don't know what to do. I think I told a story last time maybe where I deal with a lot of financial advisors, insurance agents, attorneys, and they're all pretty busy. And one of my friends was taking care of the mother-in-law was living with them. And this person called me up one day and goes, I don't know what to do. I can't, I got to find a way to have somebody care for her. I said, well, okay, so do you want somebody to come in your house and care for your mom? Not really. Plus, do you want to have somebody come in your house that's free will to your house that you don't know and may not even trust? And you're paying them possibly to steal from you. So that's always an issue, I said, well, you can put her in a facility. My parents were in a facility for a few months. But he goes, well, that's kind of expensive. I said, okay, well, that's one option. Excuse me. You could stay home more and work from home more. He goes, that's not going to be an option. So I said, what about an adult daycare? And he goes, oh, she doesn't want to do that. She thinks that's for old people. I said, well, she's not like a young spring chicken or anything. But so he said, okay, I'll try. Talked to the mother-in-law. Mom said, nope, they're only old for old people. Excuse me. And I said, it's okay. What are you going to do? I said, I don't know. Well, here's the deal. You have to. You have to plant seeds. Sorry, guy. I got a little thing, my chicken in my throat. You got to plant seeds and make it like it's her own decision.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Boy, there's a big chicken in my throat.
Well, and, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to break in if you're having a hard time. I was just going to say, if someone, so many people do need adult daycare so they can stay home with their families, a lot of times they are resistant, but that's when you get their doctor involved. And the doctor can tell them that they need to, for their health, they need to attend an adult daycare and that's for exercise and just, you know, keeping busy so that, that they don't just sit around and decline. So I had a client, one of my first clients, as a matter of fact, and she's still with me. She didn't want to come. It was for old people. That's what she said. So her daughter enlisted the doctor's help and asked him to tell her that she needed to come for her health. And she waited a couple of days. And then after a couple of days of being in there and having so much fun, she started getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and getting ready to come. So she was totally bought in by that time. But you, first of all, little white lies with your folks that have dementia is okay. That is okay, and getting the help from your doctors or someone else that they will listen to when they won't listen to you, is perfectly fine. And sometimes that's the trick. All it takes is for them to come in, and sometimes they may have a friend there that they know. And they come in and see their friend, and they start chit chatting, and the rest is history.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. A lot of times. you know, you got to plant seeds. And so my friend took him to the adult day center. She sat down while he talked to the administrator, got some paperwork to fill out. And next time they brought back. So she just observed the people there. And then next day, they sent the paperwork in and she met a few people there. And this place, if you don't have one, Kathy, I recommend you get one. They had a slot machine where you pull the arm.
Aha!
And they would line up for that.
Yeah.
And I tell you, if my parents were in there, they would play that all day long. But you know, having something like that for them to remember, because they're, you know, the kids today don't even know what that is. They only press the button, right? But for the old timers that've been around a long time, the slot machine. What do you call it? The one-armed bandit. Thank you, George, our engineer.
Oh, okay.
Even he knows that. One-armed bandit.
Okay.
But, yeah. So I my friend's mother would get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, say, I'm ready to go now. But they eventually be around peers themselves, their own friends, maybe people live in the area. And I think, like you said, I think to me the biggest advantage and benefit is the social contact.
Right.
It is so important. You know, I had a relative that didn't go out much, wasn't hang out with many family members, and that person finally went to a facility, and she just flourished. She just, gosh, met people that she had not seen in 50 years.
Yeah.
McKinley, 1941.
Wow.
And saw a long-lost cousin they never saw in 40 years. And then there was a famous judge that was there that she got to know because her husband was also a judge back in the day. And they just flourished. And, you know, before, their person was always home. Now, if we want to take her out, go to meet her for dinner over there, you have to make reservations because that person is busy nowadays, you know. It's amazing, the social schedule. I mean,
yeah.
And, you know, decent, good food, you know, balanced food and eating salmon all day long or Portuguese sausages or Vienna sausages every day, you know, having some fruit and vegetables in your diet every day, you know, at least in lunch and dinner. But it's so important. Do you guys go on excursions at all? Do you guys go out, do that? Is that something that people do?
Well, we were doing excursions twice a month before COVID hit because of the social distancing. Buses weren't conducive to that anymore. But we are planning on doing that again later on this year.
Oh, good. Yeah, I think it's to get out. You know, my father was at a facility and before he passed, and he went on a tour around the island, a bus tour. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I never thought he would do that, let alone besides gambling. That's all he wanted to do. He was still driving, but anyway. I think for a lot of people, they don't really understand what an adult day center. So when you do an interview, what are some of the common questions?
You mean when somebody comes in here?
Yeah, when they ask you about what you folks do or what's some of the important benefits they need to know about?
Well, the main benefit is the socialization. And I will tell you, that before I get into the other stuff, that my facilities are filled with people that from word of mouth mostly. I didn't even have to advertise a whole lot because everybody that comes here knows somebody that needs it, and it just flows. And like you said, I have cousins seeing cousins after years. I have neighbors seeing neighbors, high school friends seeing high school friends. It warms my heart that everybody is just, it's just a one big ohana here, if you know what I mean. But when they come in, I always ask them to come for their assessment during the morning hours when the really busy activities are going on, so that the kapuna can see how much fun they're having. We play bingos every Friday with prizes, and that's very stimulating because there's a lot of competition. We do morning on Friday, every Fridays, yeah.
Ah.
When they come in the mornings, they're sitting at tables and they can do puzzles or they can do word find, or they can sit and watch a movie that's playing or watch the news in the morning because we have two televisions on two separate areas of the facility. And then when everybody gets here around 9 or 9:30, we start the morning exercises. And they're fun. They're chair exercises, so they don't have to get up and be in danger of falling over. That moves their arms and their legs and their... They just keep a little bit more flexible that way. And then we'll have a morning snack after that, and then we'll have either arts and crafts or we do games. We have the swimming noodles that we cut in half, and each one uses it as a bat, and we blow up balloons, and they bat the balloons back and forth to each other. That's hysterical. They have so much fun doing that. But just fun games like that. And then we have trivia where we ask them things that happened in the past, and that's a lot of fun to watch because they most of them know the answers all the time. And then we have lunch. Yeah, and then we have an afternoon break where they can recline and either take a nap or watch a movie. And then after that, we have another activity and a snack, and then we keep doing activities until they go home. So they go home tired and happy.
That's really good. They get a good night's sleep. So you have two TVs over there. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this game show. Do you guys have the game show channel over there?
Not the channel. Uh-huh.
Not the game show channel?
No, sir.
Okay. If you go check, if you get a chance to check, my parents used to always watch this show called America Says. Have you heard of that?
No.
That's a really, I don't know if you have cable over there, but America Says is a great, great game show that they would love. And it will stimulate their memory because they'll ask questions like, name the seven states that start with an R, and it juggles their memory. What are the seven most popular pies? It's called America Says. They'll do a survey. They do surveys, and they'll survey what's the most popular pies or what are the top – what are the seven football teams that has an animal as a mascot? Stuff like that. So it kind of juggles the mind. But if you get a chance, check that out. But anyway, we're here with Kathy White from Holly Holy. Give us the locations and best number to reach you at, Kathy.
Okay, the locations are at Mary Salvia Medical Plaza on Kahumanu Street in Aiea and St. Timothy's Episcopal Church on Wanalua Road in Aiea. And my phone number is 808-798-8706.
Okay, Kathy. Percy here with your host every Sunday morning. And please don't forget to go to our website, generations808.com. For all our past shows, all our information, you can even go on your smartphone, by the way. Just tap on that, scroll up or down where you want to go to. All our past radio shows are there. You can listen to it on your smartphone or your iPhone. Don't forget, every month we do workshops the third Wednesday of the month at the Alamon Hotel. Next date is May 17th. But we will do it the third Wednesday of every month going forward. And it's something that we used to call the Aging in Place Workshop. It's really called the Realities of Aging, because I've noticed I speak around town quite a bit that people just are dumbfounded on aging. In other words, wow, now I'm 63 or now I'm 73 and all these issues are coming about. So I've been trying to educate the public about, as we age, things are going to happen in life. That's just the realities of aging. I mean, myself, I'm 63 now. And when people call me uncle, I got to make sure he's under 40 or under 30 to call me uncle. You can't call me uncle in your 40s. Come on. No, seriously. It's funny. More and more, I have to turn my head. Who are you calling uncle? I'm out quite a bit, and I'm around town. And I was at Ross's one day. And I love those little signs. I have a sign like, this is my happy place. Or I have another sign that says, which I like, is I saw it about 3 months ago. And it says, I thought getting older would take longer. And it's like, so funny. Yeah. So when I do my workshop, I put it on the desk there. But my favorite one is, there was a play before COVID called Aging is Not for Sissies. And I have a shirt that says that. They were selling the shirts at the play in Manoa. So I bought that, and it's just a cute saying. It's true. It's not. And I tell everybody, it's going to get harder the older you get. And we have to start planning for that. So, guys, August 12th, which Kathy will be speaking at, is our 15th annual Aging in Place Workshop at the Alamon Hotel. It's all day Saturday, August 12th. No reservations required. Just come and show up. Come early, though, because the rooms will be full. We're going to talk a lot about caregiving, a lot about dementia. Kathy will be speaking about adult daycare. I'll be speaking about my day job, the reverse mortgage. We have legal, financial, we have exercise people there. ARP will be bringing in six different speakers to speak throughout the morning and afternoon, which will be really fantastic. We should get a very, very good crowd. We'll have over 50 exhibitors. So it's August 12th, by the way. And before I forget, next month, May 19th, at Windward Mall, we will have the Generations Magazine Senior Fair. Kathy, you going to be there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's Friday, by the way, guys. 10 to 2 o'clock, Windward Mall. I should be there. Kathy will be there. But I don't. I just found out we have like 30-something booths going to be there. So really good, guys. And a lot of resources for the Windward side. And I know, Kathy, you'll be opening up later on September or so this year for Kaneohe's only adult day center, which is really cool. The workshop is all day. We have six rooms going on at one time, one big room for ARP, one big room for exhibitors. We'll have a spreadsheet in our May, June issue and a July, August issue, guys. So check it out. We will have it on our Facebook page, and also we'll run one or two ads in the advertiser, because I read the advertiser every morning, by the way. Look out for that. It's a great day, great event. Usually by the end of the day, I'm kind of ready to pass out. I walked 12,000 steps one year at the Alamon Hotel. 12,000 steps.
Wow.
I know. I went back and forth so much all day long because I wanted to check out every room. And it was crazy. I kept on pacing back and forth all day long. I didn't stop. I barely ate. I think I ate a musubi last year. But anyway... I love this month's April-May issue of Connie Mitchell on resiliency in aging. And it was about homelessness, obviously, with Connie Mitchell there at IHS. She's done fantastic work. She's got a lot of energy. And hopefully we can start putting together solutions for our homeless population there. But you know what, Kathy? Yeah. You've been to conferences on the mainland, right, on aging?
Yeah.
You're a nurse. You've been in this involved. I was in L.A. last month. My son was looking at colleges. And, you know, I took my laptop and I checked my emails every once in a while, like every, maybe once a day. And I got an email from somebody on the mainland that says, you think homelessness is going to be a problem? Wait till Alzheimer's dementia takes over this world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's serious. I think numbers are going to double by the time 2030 in 7 years, how many people have been diagnosed here in Hawaii. I think you'll live longer with the disease. And hopefully in the next few years, we'll have some kind of medication that will slow it down. I don't know yet if they will say it'll stop it, but all they say is eat healthy and exercise, but and get outdoor and get some sunlight. But it's just a disease that lingers for so long, and it's gonna. You know, what is at once the age of 85, it's like a 50% chance you're gonna get it, some form of dementia. But do you have a lot of clients at your properties there, Kathy, that have dementia?
99% of mine have dementia of some level.
I'm sorry, 99%?
Yeah. Well, maybe say 95. Most of them have some level. Some of them are very high functioning, and some of them need a little bit more help, but they're still they still are stimulated by, you know, the activities that we do. They don't always participate as much as some others do, but we work with them one-on-one if they need help. So that's a
That's a high number. And you can live a long time with that. And you can, I've been to meetings where we did the reverse mortgage for my clients, and the son will bring them in. I still remember Starbucks IA by McDonald's. And he goes, can you meet me there? I said, yeah, I'm going to meet my parents. Okay. And before, when he sat down, he goes, you know, my parents look fine right now, because they did, but they have dementia. They both had it. And I talked to him for a little bit, but, you know, after a while, you talk longer conversations about other topics that you can tell they have it. But if he didn't tell me that, I may not have known for at least 15, 20 minutes.
You know?
Like you said, they're still highly functional.
Just
the memory part of it. But I was kind of stunned. My mother is as well. People didn't believe it, but I saw little things here and there, and it was pretty mild. She was functional. She went to Vegas every month. Come on.
I know.
But my dad dealt with it, and so he had a little trouble with that. As a nonprofit, Kathy, how many, can you tell me, you take Medicaid as well for adult daycare?
Yes, I do. I take Medicaid. We also have people that are on the Kapuna Care Program through the state, city, and county.
They still have that program?
Sure they do.
Okay. It's a grant, right? You got that you can take patients in?
I get grants as well. But the city and county still has a Kapuna Care program that if people qualify, they can get funding for meals. They can get funding for adult daycare, transportation, whatever they need. But yeah, there were two sections, the Kapuna Care program and the Kapuna Caregiver program.
Right, okay.
The Kapuna Caregiver Program has been absorbed into the Kapuna Care Program, so it's all one big program now, and it's still going.
And it's still going every year? You're still funding that every year?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I didn't know that. I knew when I was involved in that before COVID. Remember when we first pushed for that? We got it through.
Right.
So is there still available funds for families right now?
Oh, plenty. Yes.
And is it, how much is it like? How much does it cover now? I can't remember what it was. $70,
$80? They've changed. I'm sorry. I can't even answer that question. It used to be they covered 5 days a week.
Okay.
So now they can still get 5 or 6 days a week. I'm just not sure how it works.
Okay. And is that for the grant program or is that for Medicaid?
That's for the grant program. Okay. The Medicaid is a whole separate ballgame.
Right. And are you able to tell me how to qualify for that?
Medicaid?
Yeah. Is it the same with long-term care qualifications?
Yeah, it's based on your income.
Okay.
And there's five HMOs, and they all cover cover adult daycare for so many days. You know, they tell you how many days you're qualified for, and then they...
Do a lot of places take Medicaid?
No.
I didn't think so, because I think you're one of the few nonprofits out there, aren't you? If not the only one?
I'm not the only one, but there's only a couple others. And a lot of my colleagues in adult daycare will not take Medicaid because of the poor reimbursement.
Because of the what?
The reimbursement for Medicaid.
Oh. Is it take a long time?
And the sad thing is, huh?
Does it take a long time, or is it like half the fee?
It's close to half the fee. So, which is, I'm a nonprofit, so I'm not interested in making the big bucks. But the point is, I've got to be able to keep the doors open.
Right.
So if I can't get reimbursed for enough money to keep my doors open, I can't accept the Medicaid folks. And the only people that suffer in the whole situation, and I'm going to get on my soapbox because I've been at the legislature preaching about this all year, are the Kapuna. Because the Kapuna are the ones that need it. And
their families.
Their families. But the people that, I mean, most of the adult daycare centers will not take Medicaid because they can't keep their doors open and still sure. accept the reimbursement.
Sure.
But, I mean, I'm here for the community. I'm here to take care of our old folks and their families. And I just, you know, I'll do it as long as I can.
I'll tell you, since you're on your soapbox, can you talk about the Family Caregiver Coalition that you're also the president of?
Yes, sir. Well, first, let me start by saying that adult daycare is, of course, mostly for the Kapuna, but it's also a huge thing for the caregivers, because caregiving, as you know, is very stressful, and it wears you out, and you need a break. And so respite from your caregiving duties by bringing mom or dad to the adult daycare is very important for your health as well as a caregiver.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I just lost the question that you asked me. What'd you ask me?
Talk to us about, for the people out there that don't know what the Hawaii Family Caregiver Coalition is.
Right. We promote legislation for caregivers like we're working on family paid leave. So if you have to take off to take care of mom and dad who has dementia and have to leave work, then you should be able to get some reimbursement from the state. There's several bills out there for caregivers, but Hawaii, the caregiver coalition just promotes anything that will help caregivers. I don't know what else to say about that. We talk to legislatures. We go down there. We just had our caregiver awareness day, family caregiver awareness day at the legislature last month, and we had so many positive reactions from the legislators that we were able to visit. We do an annual booklet that's called Aging and Disabilities Issues, and we take those copies of those booklets to every legislator, so that they can see all the important issues that we're working on, like Alzheimer's is in there, and caregiver programs specifically for support for them with resources. Alzheimer's for education for caregivers, the Alzheimer's is put through a bill, or it's going through now, and it will be passed in some version, but it's to educate the public on dementia. It's called the Public Awareness Program. And they want everybody to know that if you see any changes in your loved one, then get with your PCP as quickly as possible and get diagnoses done and start working on keeping them from declining fast. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Or slow it down to a certain extent.
Yeah, slow it down. And there are medications that have been approved by the FDA that will slow the process. One of them is directly aimed at getting rid of the plaque that builds up in your brain, which is one of the causes of dementia. And they've both been approved by FDA, but Medicare has chosen not to approve them. And they're very expensive. So there's been a lot of lobbying in Washington at CMS to get those included in Medicare. In fact, I was in Washington in March with the Alzheimer's Association. We do every year. We go to the Capitol Hill and we talk to all of our local legislators, the senators and representatives, and there are representatives from every single state. There were 900 of us there. And one of the days we made signs and we demonstrated in front of the White House about CMS not approving the drugs. It was a lot of fun. It reminded me of my hippie days of demonstrating. But there's so much going on now for dementia and for caregivers. I will tell you that I have a caregiver support group that I operate remotely via Zoom, and I have people from every island that join in on that caregiver support group because it's so cathartic for them. They hear ideas on what they can do to help mom with this and what problems they're having, and it just helps everybody that's on the Zoom that lets them know there's other people out there going through the same thing.
Yeah, isn't that such a rampant issue, you know, going on in our community? And I applaud you for your efforts. I think I saw you on Facebook going up to D.C. There is a lot more movement today. You know, when I got in this business 21 years ago, when I did my research, I think American Heart, American Cancer got $5 billion a year in funding. You know, Alzheimer's Association only got $500,000, one-tenth of that. I was shocked, and you know, it wasn't such a big deal like it is today, but yeah, people weren't paying attention too much at all. So I'm glad to see the movement on the funding side. I think they're up to about $5 billion today on funding.
Yeah, they've been very successful in their efforts.
Yeah, and I wish there would be more documentaries and more shows about that. Several years ago, and I don't know if you saw this, probably about 15 to 16 years ago, the guy from that one radio show in Seattle with Kelsey Grammer, the brother hosted an Alzheimer's thing on PBS. I believe his mother had Alzheimer's. And he hosted a show, and it was like a panel, and it had about 50 people in the audience, but it was just really, really well done. And it just educated me more so than Andy before by watching it. He's a funny guy too, right? He's an actor, but he really cared about Alzheimer's dementia and getting the word out. And that's what we do at the magazine. We're always looking for stories and information out there. So I applaud you in getting out there and pushing the needle a little bit more and more and more. And thank goodness to LJ Duenas over there at the Alzheimer's Association doing a great job.
He sure is.
And you know, bringing somebody like Tipa Snow into town. I don't know if you were there. When he did a caregiver workshop specifically for patients that have Alzheimer's, dementia. And that's what really needs to be done. So I told him, next time you do that, let us know. We'll put it in a magazine. We need to get it out to the public. And so all the policy is great, but we got to drill down to the public and get that information. Remember you did that workshop at the Kroc Center before COVID? You had a lot of people there.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that I've applied for a grant so I can start doing those caregiver education workshops again, and hopefully get a couple in this fall. That's my plan.
Yeah, if you can. One of the big things I'm involved is counseling families on how to pay for long-term care. They don't want to go the Medicaid route. And so I've been counseling on different options to how to finance it, reverse mortgage or not. You know, I train a lot of financial advisors on that. You know, I have friends at the banks that can do home equity lines, which is fine. But they have to really get serious about how they're going to finance long-term care or how to pay for adult daycare, because the kids today, especially the younger ones, they're not going to take off work anymore. You know, as older generation kind of was committed, you know, we were raised that way. But the young kids nowadays, they're not so much, I don't think, you know.
Well, this is probably where I need to jump in and say, if people knew the difference, and a lot of people want to keep their loved ones home and get home care aid. Adult daycare is one-third of the cost of home health or home care. One-third. We're the most economical solution to someone needing care that still wants to live in their neighborhood or with their family.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tell people it's the best-kept secret.
It is best-kept secret.
It is something that, you know, don't be afraid of it. And, you know, look at the options, obviously, but I'll tell you, it's the best way. And they're all over the island. And by the end of the year, you're in Kaneohe. But you must have a story of something, how it's helped a family.
Well, I want to say that there are so many resources out there for family caregivers. And, I mean, Alzheimer's and AARP and Generations Magazine. But if they don't know where to turn or what to do, they can call me anytime, and I can give them a multitude of resources, as well as help them with, you know, support when they need it. But there's just tons of support out there, tons of resources.
People just got to find them.
That's the problem.
You're right. We have so much space on our website. We cover so much information, but yeah, I tell people, you know, just give them somebody a call, you know, and they can give me a call. You know, I don't charge a fee at all. You can call me whether they do the reverse mortgage or not, because people don't want to call. They think I'm going to sell my reverse mortgage. I'm the last person to sell a reverse mortgage. You know, but yeah. I spend most of my time talking to families about financing long-term care. Then I refer them out to people like you and other entities, partners that we work with in a magazine. Tell them, go to workshops. And whether it's online or in person, AARP does a lot of great workshops there. Don't forget Windward Mall, Saturday, May 19th. But, is it the application process for a Medicaid at your place, is it pretty hard to get it? How fast can you get on Medicaid for adult daycare?
Well, the thing is, we don't actually do the Medicaid application. That goes to the government, not us. We accept people that have already gotten the Medicaid.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, that's through the Department of Human Services, right? Or is that Department of Health?
I would like to say, though, the best resource besides me would be to call the Elder Affairs Division at the city and county level.
Yeah.
And they can answer any questions anybody has about Medicaid, about the Kahuna Care, any resources, you know, who to call, where to call. And there's also an information booklet that is called, I've got it right here. It's called the Senior Information and Assistance Handbook. That is free. And they can get those from the Elder Affairs Division as well.
Yeah, that guy, they used to give it out to banks, but I don't think they do it anymore. That's the best way to go. What is the number over there on the back of that book?
768-7700.
And don't forget, guys, you got to put 808 nowadays too, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because I save all the phone numbers when people call me, and I have to change a lot of them because I have to put 808 in front of them. Otherwise, I got to dial it separately. But, Kathy, thanks for your time. Give us your locations and your phone number again, Kathy.
Okay, my locations are right now in Aiea at the Mary Salvio Medical Plaza on Kahumanu and the St. Timothy's Episcopal Church on Moana Lua. My phone number is 808-798-8706. And my website, which has a lot of information on it, is www.halehaolehawaii.org.
And end of the year, check her out. She'll have a facility, adult day center in Kaneohe, guys, for your Windward side. Okay,
we'll be there.
One last tip for people that are thinking about adult daycare. What should they know about adult daycare?
Reach out and ask questions. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's just a fun place for your loved one to come and stay healthy and active during the day while you can safely go to work or do whatever personal things you want to do and know that they're safe and taken care of.
Or for respite, I tell you, it's the best kept secret in town, guys. Kathy, thank you so much. Thank you for committing to our Aging in Place August 12th at the Ala Moana Hotel all day. And also, don't forget, the third Wednesday of every month, we do the Realities of Aging workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. It'll be only in one room. But thank you so much, Kathy. You've been a big advocate in the industry. And we're glad to have you and continue support of our Kupuna. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Percy.
Okay, guys, have a great weekend, everybody. As always, aloha and live well.